annex, why?
Four. Kilo Romeo 4, Foxtrot, Papa Delta.
Papa Delta, didn't quite catch the first part of all that, but it's David, KF4, NXY.
Morning, David. This is Kilo Romeo 4, Foxtrot, Papa Delta, Parker out at Greenville Community Heathley this morning.
I'm Parker. On your way to work?
I caught the last little bit of your call sign as I got the radio turned on. Calling back to see if you were looking for something specific.
Yeah, I've got kind of bad ears, got some hearing loss, and you're a little bit light into the machine, and between both of that, not really hearing you real good either, but it's Kilo Foxtrot 4, November, X-ray Yankee. And personals, David.
Copy that. Pleasure to meet you this morning. I hope you're doing well.
I guess you're doing pretty good. I'm on my second cup of coffee, just kind of sitting here in the ham shack watching the news. Looks like we're going to have a hot, humid weekend. They were saying it'd be a good weekend to be on the lake, though. So I don't know what your weekend plans are, but it'd be a good weekend to be out and about.
Of course, with it being a hot, humid weekend, my plans adjusted early this week into helping a friend move. So it's hopefully just going to be a Saturday job. Not a Saturday, Sunday job, but we'll see. It's at least up the mountain there towards Hendersonville, so it'll be a little bit cooler than down here and around the upstate.
One good thing about the mountains is it's usually a little bit cooler than here in the upstate of South Carolina, so that's one good thing going there. And if you can get it done, you know, early in the morning, then, you know, that it will be even better.
Good plans for this weekend, even if it's just hanging out in the shack and making some contacts and watching a little TV.
That'd be good. Yeah, I've been, thinking about trying to, if I'm here at home, just see about making contact with some of these POTA, parks on the air, people that go out to the different parks and then they try to make contacts. Haven't really gotten involved with that too much yet, but it seemed like to me that'd be a good way to find some, really active frequencies on HF.
I look forward to starting some both hunting and activating for POTA in the near future. And I tested about 3 or 4 weeks ago now and got both my tech in general. Now I'm waiting for my vanity call sign. I went ahead and signed up for a couple different options that were going to be my permanent ones because I intend on getting my extra in the future. So waiting for that FCC to come back and let me know which one I get so that I can start setting up all the logbooks and that sort of thing. I didn't want to set one up with this call sign until I had something what I felt was going to be permanent.
Yes, sir. I understand that. What you using for a HF rig?
Got an ICOM 718, I believe it is. A good friend of mine told me if I got my general, he'd have a present for me, and that's what he handed me when we got back from testing. So I haven't even got it set up yet. We're going to work on that in the near future, but I look forward to getting a Zegu G90 for parks on the air. Be out in Arizona in October for a honeymoon and intend to activate a couple parks out there with it.
I guess that'll work nicely. It's a good compact rig to take out and use for parks on the air. And then at 718, I'm pretty sure that's a good, 100-watt radio to use at the house. And, general class license, you'll enjoy that. And when you get your extra, you know, you won't be restricted from any sections of the bands. I've been a general for a good while and haven't gotten my extra yet. It's some of those questions and areas are a little beyond this old man's comprehension. Since I've reached old age, it's a little harder for me to learn.
Sir, I get that. I definitely, all the more technical details, I've gotten to where I just learn them as this old boy from Union can learn in very real means, FT8 and that sort of thing. The only reason I knew any of those questions for general was watching my buddy do FT8. Otherwise, it would have been right over my head.
Well, that's true. Back when I took my technician and then moved on to general, I guess I got kind of lucky there. The general class questions weren't a whole lot different than the technician class questions. It was mostly just, you know, about, you know, being able to use different frequencies in different bands. So, you know, that was a good one for me as far as moving from tech to general. But going from general to extra, you're kind of jumping the old advanced class. They used to have the advanced class, and so you get all that kind of rolled into the extra, question pool. And that's, you know, like I say, I've been studying it for a while, but I'm still a good ways from being comfortable about taking any test on it.
There was a part of me that thought I'd get comfortable enough in just a month to do the extra, take the test this Saturday, but between not quite getting as much done as I'd hoped and this now move and Saturday, it's just not going to happen. So we'll take another month and maybe test in September for it just to see. I did go ahead and test for it when I sat down for my first two, and I joked with him after the fact. I said, "No, I recognize some of these words, the and radio."
that's good. Yeah, no, three of them, the and radio. Yeah, that's good. But you never know. I mean, you know, while you were there taking the tech, you know, may as well, you know, take as many of them. Yeah, you know, sometimes life kind of gets in the way of what you want to do with radio, so you wind up having to put off taking a test you want to take, and that's good. You know, it'd be good, you know, another month or so, you go ahead and get that extra, and then you don't have to worry about somebody fussing at you for accidentally getting in the extra class section.
David, it's been a pleasure speaking with you this morning. I'm pulling up at work now, get inside, clocked in, and trade out the night shift, folks. So you have yourself a good morning. Enjoy your cup of coffee, sir. Kilo Romeo 4, Foxtrot Papa Delta, be clear on your final.
Hey, you said your name was Parker, and you're good and solid into the machine now, so have a good day at work. I'll catch you a little later. KF4 and XY.